Ira Hayes. Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war.
Ira Hayes, one of Arizona's own.
And
I think he's off the Gila River Indian Reservation. Yeah, I believe it's Gila River.
And you don't know you've seen him before? If I remember right, that picture of Iwo Jima where you've got the five Marines staking the flag, he's the fourth to the left.
Fourth Ira to the left. Hayes.
Yep.
They can't see you shaking your head.
Of course. My apologies. Yes, Ira Hayes, he's the fourth from the fourth left on the flag raising.
Yeah.
All right, let's cover some of these other notable Arizona vets.
So Burton Barr, whom the Phoenix Public Library is named for, awarded two silver stars for heroism in North Africa, Anzio Casino Pass, and, of course, southern France. He liked to talk more, instead about himself, about those who commanded, including Audie Murphy, and he went on to serve our state.
And what's Audie's claim to fame, most decorated of World War II?
He's the most decorated soldier of all the wars.
Of all time?
At this current
time,
yes.
Of all time.
Yes.
Wow.
I want to point out...
And Burton was his commander.
Yeah.
Impressive.
I want to point out Beatrice Johnson, who served in the Women's Auxiliary Corps. We have a lot of women veterans here in the state of Arizona as part of the Auxiliary Corps. We can go all the way back to Isaiah Mays, a Buffalo soldier, was born a slave in Virginia, entered service in Ohio, cited for gallantry between saving the Army paymaster against robbers in 1890 out here in the state of Arizona. We have Stanley Roth, of course, 1st Marine Division on Guadalcanal, and served in the South Pacific and as well as in Korea. We have Walter Thompson, who was commander-in-chief during the Cold War era against the Soviet forces, led a number of attempts to recover downed airmen who had gone down in the eastern German areas, and he would lead or champion the rescue missions to get them back.
He ended up finishing a career with the Veterans Association quite a bit, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was served on John Kyle and Congressman Shattuck's Military Advisory Committee. He was part of the Unified Arizona Veterans Movement. Governor Hall even put him on the Veterans Advisory Commission.
I never knew him, but I knew of him.
Yeah, a lot of these folks have passed, you know, and I wish I could have had a chance to interview and talk to many of these people.
And you started this segment with Burton Barr, and I will tell you, Burton Barr was a fine, fine gentleman. Back about 1986, we built a library addition on his home in North Central Phoenix, and just one of the finest people you could ever want to work with, Burton Barr. He was a great guy.
And a lot of people don't know much of his story because, you know, it's the Burton Barr Library. Who's that person? So,
and
a little awareness.
And, I mean, this was just a little personal. This wasn't a yeah, Burton Barr is the name of the Phoenix Library.
Right.
This little addition we were doing for him was just a little library sitting room off his master bedroom. And it was all books about other people. He's the one that kind of got me hooked on reading biographies of great men, because almost his entire library was about other people.
That's really cool.
It was cool. It was really cool. Just really one of those great guys, just good to know, Burton Barr.
Somebody that I really want to kind of point out, Madeline Ulam. She was an Army nurse in 1938, was captured after serving the Philippines, captured after Pearl Harbor, and spent 33 months in the prison camps in Southeast Asia during the war, treating wounded soldiers and whatnot, continuing nursing and whatnot. And she was awarded two Bronze Stars for her service to veterans. We have John Greenway, a Yale University graduate who served with Teddy Roosevelt and the Rough Riders, charged up San Juan Hill, was later commissioned as a brigadier general, served in France in World War I. Frederick Hines was really interesting. He was a pilot, U.S. Air Force, but he was part of the Berlin airlift, an important Cold War story, bringing supplies to the city of Berlin during that time of occupation, making sure that people had food and medical supplies and things.
Wasn't it interesting? You were talking about just visiting Prague. I was surprised when Jennifer and I were in Prague. I don't know, now it's been a couple months. But that was where World War II ended.
Yeah.
Those were where the last combat events occurred. And you were talking about being in the museum where they were talking about the Russian...
Yeah, the Museum of Terror. Victory. Yeah, the Museum of Terror, which basically when the Soviets took over from Nazi Germany in occupied Czech Republic, they just talked about it as just changing the uniforms. They as a liberation, so to speak, as they were liberated from the Nazis, but then they came under the influence of communism, Stalinism, for the next 40 years or so.
Mm.
Another interesting is Masaji Inoshita. He was born in California, but he enlisted in the Army from one of the Gila River internment camps in Sacaton, Arizona. Went off to fight in World War II while his family remained interred until 1946. You have Jay Vargas, who was
Now that's an interesting story. Yeah. So you're serving. So you find your way from Fresno, California, to Sacaton, Arizona.
As a prisoner during the internment.
To enlist.
And then you enlist.
You're allowed to enlist
mm-hmm.
while your parents are interred in Sacaton or over on the Colorado River?
In Sacaton.
I didn't know they had an internment camp.
I think they listed as part of the encampments on the way to Gila Bend Casa Grande kind of down that way.
Well, I knew they were all along the Colorado River, but I did not know that.
Yeah, there's a large one just south of Casa Grande. And while his family is interred there, he's serving our country. I mean, it's the amazing patriotism of these individuals. Jay Vargas was born in Winslow, Arizona. And he led three combined attacks across open rice paddies against in Vietnam, and was wounded and inspired his men to continue on and advance. Won awards for that. You have William Toy. He was a Chinese immigrant family, and he went off and fought in World War II. Retired later as a lieutenant colonel. Encouraged a lot of young people to continue success through
born in Casa
service.
Grande.
Born in Casa Grande.
Now, where did you dig up all this?
So I have to thank the Arizona Veterans Hall of Fame, an organization that every year inducts about 20 notable veterans into their Hall of Fame. And it's a wonderful organization that brings a lot of awareness to not necessarily our fame. It's not that they don't deserve the Goldwaters and whatnot, don't deserve their credit. But these are people that went back to their communities and worked in their communities. Arthur Hubbard was part of the Marine Corps as a Navajo code talker during World War II. He goes back and serves as the director of development for the District of Arizona on his tribal areas. You have Henry
Born on the Tohono O'odham Reservation, and then ends up being a code talker in World War II.
Mm-hmm. And you have Henry Ong, who was born in Phoenix and went into the Army, shot down over Germany, and he comes back and was a board member of Arizona Baptist Children's Services and Grand Canyon University. Thank you, little plug there. you have Al Rodriguez from Douglas, Arizona. He was served in the 82nd Airborne. He's come back and serves the city of Douglas as the mayor. These people are incredible. They go, they serve the country, the horrifics of World War II or Vietnam or whatever conflict, Gulf War, and they come back and they give back to their communities, making things better for the next generation. Maybe we won't have another war because of people like this.
Man, wouldn't that be fantastic if we could accomplish that? Unfortunately, Grand Canyon University teaches out of the good book, and I guess it pretty well promises we'll have conflicts till the end.
I guess I try to remain
hopeful. We can't overcome the sin nature of mankind.
Maybe after my end, though.
So who else have you got here? Here's John
Tapia.
Tapia, born in Ajo.
Born in Ajo, Arizona. Served in World War II and the National Guard. He was a teacher and set up Hispanic scholarships and things, and was later named a Kentucky colonel by the governor of Kentucky for his service. You have Richard Colson, born in Tucson, enlisted in the Air National Guard, was part of the Bushmasters, retired in 1983 at the rank of colonel, and was the state director of civil defense up until 1983. William Valenzuela, born in Tucson, was in the Marine Corps and later founded the Valenzuela Drywall Company, that was a multi-million-dollar business in Tucson. I mean, just incredible. The stories go on and on and on.
Our veterans serving the great state of Arizona, serving the great country, the United States of America, coming back and making contributions to all of the community. We're commemorating them here, going down the list of notable Arizona veterans, this Memorial Day edition of Roselle in the House.
I don't have Dr. Dean's list. I wasn't on his mailing list from 2:30 this morning. But I just want to know, is Frank Luke on there?
Yeah.
Frank Luke.
Okay. We talked about Frank.
We hit him? I'm sorry. I missed that. All right.
Anybody else you're worried about?
No, this is from a texter.
Oh.
Very concerned. We couldn't miss Frank Luke.
Oh, yeah. World War II pilot.
One.
World War I pilot. Very significant in Europe.
Second most aerial combat victories.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I'm sorry I missed that.
A lot of balloons. He was known as the Balloon Buster.
Not an easy task.
And actually killed after being shot down.
Yeah.
Defending himself, emptying his pistol.
Rather than being taken captive.
Frank Luke.
We could talk about, Manuel Mendoza, born in Miami, Arizona, the Arizona Kid. He served in World War II in Italy, was a platoon sergeant, and though badly outnumbered, wounded, Mendoza single-handedly broke up a fierce German counterattack on his position with his fellow soldiers there. His actions earned him the Distinguished Service Cross. He later re-enlisted in the Army National Guard and served in Korea. He's among the 24 veterans that we have in the state of Arizona that has earned the Medal of Honor.
Long, long list. And I want to go back. We're talking about notables, maybe not well-known, but notables. But I would like to jump back to one well-known. Well, I think we need to recognize Pat Tillman for sure.
Sure. Pat Tillman, of course, noted for giving up a lucrative multi-million dollar NFL contract after 9/11 to go and serve in Afghanistan. Just what a great inspiring story. His foundation continues to bring his message. Arizona State University football is built around that kind of concept of service and sacrifice. And just what a great example to state.
Here on the Memorial Day edition of Rosie on S, maybe you're in the car and you're heading north, or maybe you're sitting at home thinking all of the Arizona outdoors is closed down. It's not. We'll have somebody from State Parks here up in the next segment talking to you about all the things that are open, all the things you can get out and do this Memorial Day weekend.